Thank you for joining today's call. Later, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question and answer session. Please note this call may be recorded. I will be standing by should you need any assistance. It is now my pleasure to turn today's conference over to Scott Simpson, Public Advocacy Director for Muslim Advocates. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, and thanks all for joining us on today's call. My name is Scott Simpson, and I serve as the Public Advocacy Director for Muslim Advocates. And we are a national legal advocacy and educational organization working on the front lines of civil rights to guarantee freedom and justice to Americans of all faiths. Today's call is to announce a lawsuit that Muslim Advocates is filing on behalf of the Darul Amana Academy in Wilmington, Delaware, and five Muslim families who have been subjected to systemic discrimination at their own public pools for their religion and or race. The last day of pool season was this past weekend, and despite numerous complaints and worldwide attention to this issue, the city has closed the pools without taking meaningful action to address this discrimination. The lawsuit was filed earlier today in the Court of Chancery of the State of Delaware. If you'd like to see a copy of the complaint, you should send an email right now to Nicole@npstrategygroup.com. That's Nicole@NPStrategygroup.com, and we'll make sure you get a copy. On today's call to discuss the suit is Javeria Khan, a staff attorney for Muslim Advocates, and Mia Miller, one of our clients in today's suit. Ms. Miller is the mother of seven and a lifelong Wilmington resident. Two of Ms. Miller's children were impacted by this discrimination. After Javeria and Mia have had a chance to speak, I'll open up the lines for question and answer. Without any further ado, I'll turn the call over to our staff attorney, Javeria Khan. Javeria?
Thank you, Scott. This morning, Darul Amana Academy, which runs a summer youth camp for Muslim children, along with five families whose children participate in the camp, filed a lawsuit in Delaware Chancery Court against the City of Wilmington, the Wilmington Department of Parks and Recreation, Mayor Michael Perzicki, and the Director of Parks and Recreation, Kevin Kelly Sr., for the ongoing discrimination the children have faced this summer at the city's public pool. Founded by the local community of predominantly African-American Muslims, Darul Amana is a nonprofit organization aimed at teaching local children basic life skills and instilling them with pride in their culture and faith. Every year, Darul Amana holds a summer camp, an educational program through which the children can make new friends, meet positive role models, and enjoy fun summer activities together, including swimming in the local pools. The parents and children love this summer camp and look forward to it every year. One such pool they go to is the Foster M. Brown Community Pool, which is run by the City of Wilmington and Wilmington Parks and Recreation. Foster Brown is located directly adjacent to Darul Amana School, and for years the children have been swimming there without issue. Some of the children at Darul Amana, in accordance with their religious beliefs, dress modestly in public and at the pool, at times wearing a t-shirt or leggings over their swimsuit or a headscarf to cover their hair. In prior years, these children have never had issues being allowed to swim at Foster Brown. This year, though, what should have been another fun summer at the pool changed for the children of Darul Amana. The staff at Foster Brown repeatedly targeted these children, many of them as young as preschoolers, by harassing them and forcing them to leave the pool. These incidents continued throughout the summer, and despite repeated complaints from Darul Amana staff and parents to the city, the defendants have still failed to meaningfully act. The Foster Brown pool staff has targeted these children based on an alleged policy that bans cotton-based clothing in the pools. Yet as the staff and city have acknowledged, no such written policy exists. And in fact, the defendants cannot even agree on what the justification for such a policy would be. It is well known among patrons of the city's public schools that many residents often show up in cotton-based clothing to swim, such as a t-shirt or shorts, because that clothing is more affordable than traditional swimwear. Despite all of this, all swim season long, the defendants have allowed the pool staff to continuously apply this alleged policy in an arbitrary and discriminatory manner to the young Muslim children of Darul Amana while leaving other patrons in similar clothing alone. The mistreatment defendants have condoned, which has spanned weeks and escalated to the point where the Darul Amana community is now scared to go back to Foster Brown, includes repeatedly prohibiting the children from swimming in the pool, even after they change their clothes, speaking about the children in derogatory terms to other patrons, refusing to provide them with lifeguard assistance, and even calling the police to question them about when they would leave. Despite repeated written and in-person complaints, public outcry, and even a cease and desist letter, the defendants to this day have still not remedied the ongoing harm to the Dar al-Amana community or provided adequate reassurance that this discrimination will not happen again. Instead, the mayor has only issued press releases containing a statement of apology. Plaintiffs, through their counsel, have privately tried to meet with the mayor to share their concerns in the hopes of remedying this ongoing discrimination. The mayor's office has rejected this request, stating that, quote, working collaboratively was, quote, currently premature. Forced with no other option, plaintiffs have filed this suit. The harm plaintiffs have suffered is real. Dar al-Amana, a nonprofit created to instill pride and self-respect in these young Muslim children, has found its mission turned on its head by defendants' discriminatory conduct, and its reputation has been tarnished. The parents of Dar al-Amana are devastated to see the pain caused to their children, who have regularly come home from the pool in tears as they ask why the staff hates Muslims. Some children are still scared to go back to any pool, and others have even stopped wearing their headscarves. The emotional and psychological toll of these events has ruined the summer camp these children so look forward to and has made them fearful that they will be mistreated in the future, all simply because of their religious beliefs. In this litigation, plaintiffs bring claims under the Free Exercise Clause of the Delaware and United States Constitutions, the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, and Titles 2 and 6 of the Civil Rights Act. What the plaintiffs seek and have always sought through their many complaints to the defendants throughout the summer is equal treatment. No child should be discriminated against at the pool or made to feel shame because of their religious beliefs. Defendants have a duty to remedy this ongoing harm, and plaintiffs call on them to cease such discriminatory activities, implement and enforce a fair and written clothing policy that takes into account an individual's religious expression, implement training for all pool staff, and extend the pool season going forward to help make up for the days the children have already had taken away from them. By bringing this lawsuit, the plaintiffs take the courageous step of standing up for their rights, even to their own city. Their demand is simple. They want the same equal rights that defendants have afforded everyone else, no more and no less.
Thank you, Javeria. We appreciate that. That really strong overview. Also online, we have a client in today's suit, Mia Miller, a lifetime Wilmington resident and the mother of two children who have been discriminated against by the public pools. Mia, can you tell us your story?
Yeah, my children have gone to the camp for almost 2 years now, and you know, they were looking forward to enjoying their summer this year. They weren't able to do so. You know, they were pulled out of the pool several times. Even the staff members have, you know, even went to the extent of reaching around, you know, their camp director and, you know, tapping them on the shoulder and asking them to get out of the pool. And my kids are special needs. They literally came home in tears on several occasions, you know, asking, Mommy, why don't they like us? Mommy, how come we can't be who we are and still have fun at camp and at the pool? And I'm like, you know, sometimes people do things and we don't understand why. They fear what they don't know. So, you know, the best thing you can do is continue to be yourself, continue to be the outstanding kid that you are. And, you know, that just wasn't enough for them. You know, they feel like every time they go to the pool, you know, are they going to be pulled out? You know, or is someone going to say something mean to them? My children have came out of their chemars. My oldest that attends the camp, her name is Yasmin, and she is now attending therapy sessions because of this. You know, she's just afraid. You know, she doesn't know what's going to happen next. And, you know, on many occasions, like I stated before, they were pulled out and, you know, they made it about the cotton situation, but that's not what it was about, because I even changed their attire numerous times, and they still were pulled out of the pool.
Thank you, Mia. I think we're ready to open up for Q&A. Operator, can you please give instructions on how to ask questions?
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touch-tone telephone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, to ask a question, please press star and one on your touch-tone telephone, and we will pause for a moment to allow questions to queue. Again, that is the star and one on your touch-tone telephone if you would like to ask a question at this time, and we will pause another brief moment. And we will take our first question from Ahmed Sharma with ASAM News. Your line is now open.
Hi. Hello. My question is, you know, what is the overall hope at the end of this lawsuit? You know, what can the clients hope to gain from this at the end? What is their overall hope? Because obviously an apology isn't good enough. And, you know, this has been an ongoing situation where hate crimes have been blatantly dismissed and trivialized, even though there are hate crimes, but people just, the media or the police department or the government just seems to say, no, oh, there's no really any evidence to prove such is the case.
Thank you for your question. You know, what the clients have always wanted is to be treated equally and know that when they go back to the pool, they'll be able to swim and use the pool and enjoy it just like everybody else. So to that extent, having a, you know, more than an apology, just like you said, having a clear and written policy in place that takes into account an individual's right to exercise their religious freedom, a policy that is clear and neutral, both as it's written and as it's applied, training for all citywide staff to ensure that they know about this policy and that they enforce it fairly, having this policy posted at all of the city pools so that everybody who enters is aware of it and has a clear mechanism in place if that policy is not followed. And we included in our relief that we're requesting an extension of the pool season going forward, because although the days have already been taken from the kids through this past pool season, we think it's fair to extend the pool season going forward so that they can have the opportunity to enjoy the pool just like everybody else. So the short answer is really having a system in place that is clear and fair and ensures that everybody who goes to the pool, whether they're Muslim or not, can enjoy it fully without being scared about what's going to happen next.
Okay, thank you so much.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question today, please press the star and one keys on your touch-tone telephone, and we will pause again to allow any further questions to queue. And it does appear that we have no further questions at this time, so I will turn the call back over to Scott Simpson for any additional remarks.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your help, and thank you all for joining us on today's call. We are going to send the complaint around broadly as soon as we can, as well as a press release that has some quotes and some other materials. If you do have any questions, by all means, please reach out to Nicole at npstrategygroup.com. That's Nikki Vogt, who's our media consultant on this. Thank you so much, and have a great day. And thank you, Ms. Miller, for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome. Have a great day.